Before I begin, I would just like to say that the priests all received a communication from the Archbishop this week, reminding us, as if we didn't know, of the rather alarming rise in the number of coronavirus cases throughout the state of Iowa, and reminding us of the importance of maintaining our conditions for getting together. Wear your mask, social distance, wash your hands, and things like that. So I certainly, again, want to thank you, all of you, for your cooperation in all of those matters. That really makes a difference as we go forward. We're not out of the woods yet, folks, by any means. This is going to go on for quite a while yet. So get used to these procedures, because we have to live with them. I myself have been wearing a plain colored mask. Tonight, you will notice at communion time that I've changed mine up a bit. Baseball has started, and as of right now, the Cardinals are undefeated and in first place. Dogs bury bones, and squirrels bury acorns. And their hiding places might be a mystery to us, but they always know just where to dig to retrieve those buried treasures. And when they find them, they start nibbling away in utter happiness. And you better not dare to try and take a bone away from a dog. You're likely to lose a couple of fingers in the process. The idea of buried treasure sort of fascinates us, because we all in the back of our minds have this dream of striking it rich. People read stories about pirates. Adventurers explore sunken ships and abandoned gold mines. In our day, we call it Powerball, hoping to hit the jackpot. In today's gospel, Jesus speaks about hitting it rich with the kingdom of God. It's a treasure of the greatest value, like an expensive pearl or a buried treasure out in a field. And in each case, the man in the story gives away everything that he owns just so he can go and buy that fortunate hand. And what we notice in each of these parables is that neither man regrets for a second what he had to give up. Instead, each acts out of the unspeakable joy of what he has found and how rich his life is now going to be. Each man is so pumped up by joy, the joy of what he has discovered, that he's not focused at all on what he had to give up. And only in this context can self-sacrifice make sense and be truly life-giving. If the pain of what is sacrificed overshadows the joy of what is discovered, if the focus is more on what we have lost rather than on what we have found, then we will end up feeling bitter and envious of others. But what if it doesn't work out? And that's the catch, isn't it? We don't have the wisdom of Solomon, and so we tend to be filled with doubts, because there are many fake pearls and fool's gold out there that tempt us, like the lure of wealth that fluctuates as much as the stock market, or the appeal of health, which fades in the presence of any pandemic, or the glamour of fame, which changes with the wind. Only Jesus is able to fulfill all of our hopes and desires. And that's where faith and trust have to come in. All important things in life require some sort of sacrifice. Before you make any major purpose, or purchase, like a car or a house. You have to plan for that. You have to work out a budget and stick to it. You may often have to sacrifice other things in order to obtain what you really want. It's going to take years to pay off. Is it worth it? If it is, you're going to make the sacrifice. And how about picking a spouse? Marriage is not an experiment. It's not something you try, and if it doesn't work out, you start over again. It's a commitment. You pick someone you are going to spend the rest of your life with, and you forsake all others for that one special person that becomes your husband or wife. You take a risk, and you trust that it will work out, because marriage is a sacrament blessed by God. The kingdom of God is promised us by Jesus, and so we must pursue it with all that we have. What are we doing to make down payments on the kingdom? The kingdom of God is yours if you want it. Is it worth it to you? Where your heart is, there your treasure lies.